We uplift our voices and our hearts to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you stir the hearts of your faithful to prepare us for the advent of your Son. We ask you to keep us close to you as we look for his return. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you preserve Jesse's faithful line by the incarnation of your Son. Give families and individuals strength to faithfully fulfill their vocations to love and forgive one another, that we may be trained up in your fear, love, and trust. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, your Son rules over creation with justice and righteousness. Give those in authority with the desire and ability to protect the innocent, punish the wicked, and work for the common welfare. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, as we await the day when the wolf will dwell alongside the lamb, and pain and destruction are no more, grant us patience, comfort, and healing according to your will. Hear our prayers for all the sick, especially those who are ill now and those who are overcoming the illness that they've been living with this last week. We pray for a full recovery and those that we uplift silently in our hearts today. And then for those that we mentioned today, especially families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, for the Neyland family mourning the loss of Larry, for the Davis family mourning the loss of Marvin, especially for Holly, that your presence would uplift her. Also for the Smith family, for Kay's family as they gather to celebrate the life of Ruth this next week. And for those individuals we do name today, John, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Bruce and Kathy, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Christina, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Liz, Pamela, Shane, Andrew and Emily, and Steve. Give wisdom and skill to all medical professionals who care for them. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, grant that we may be kept in joy and sustained in hope through every trouble and trial of this life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.